You know that goal you set at the start of the year? You can still do it, whether you're committed to a thru-hike with friends, lifting heavier, or simply walking more. It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. Because quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, simplify your progress with just 2 scoops of the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS. Ka'Chava.com, code NEWS.
Lose your mama. Ooh, I'm talking about like, you will lose it.
Yeah.
People be losing it.
How do you keep yourself from losing it though? Anything, did you have any support there to kind of help you get through it? Or it was just a mindset thing where you try to keep it together?
People who I talk to, and she groomed me to like, when I leave you, live your life.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? I was ready.
Yeah, we can't allow the people that love us to give us a game, that game they give us, to go in vain. Exactly. Like, yo, look, I'm not going to be here forever. So you take the game I gave you and keep pushing. It's like, if you don't do that, you like, what did she do it for?
You got to be above me or equal to me to be with me, you know? Like, you know, I'm busy trying to make it happen. If you gonna get in a part of that, I don't need no distractions.
This whole hip-hop in general, like when they say it's like, it's a sport, it's competitive, it's good when these rap beefs happen, like that's part of it. Like, what are your thoughts on the whole, on that whole thing?
I don't like it. I just want to hear some good music. Just, I don't really like the beef, you know. I don't really pay attention to none of that beef. I'm just locked in on what I'm trying to do, who I'm helping.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a show for everyone who's willing to put in the labor to be greater, to reach the highest point. Now, talking about reaching the highest point, we got a very special guest in the building. I'm talking about here, entrepreneur, labor owner, artist, producer. I mean, this guy does everything. Chef, I mean, the list just keeps going on, you guys. We got none other than Bleak, the CEO in the building, man. What's happening with you?
Man, just chilling, man. Just trying to make it happen, trying to make it shake.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You definitely doing it, man. You fellas jumped on the road. Where y'all from? Savannah, Georgia?
Yeah, Savannah, Georgia, man. Like 5 hours away.
Yeah, that's hard, man. Like, you got to be a man that's like on the grind. You out here traveling on Valentine's Day. You doing promos, focus on the game. It's like, I can tell you very success driven. Also, or is it just you single? You don't got no Valentine. What's going on with that?
I'm single. Like, you got to be above me or equal to me to be with me, you know? Like, it's a level. It just can't be like anybody.
Wow. Hey,
and I'm a busy man.
That.
And yeah. I'm a busy man. And I ain't got no kids. So, you know, I'm busy trying to make it happen. If you going to get in a part of that, I don't need no distractions.
Wow. Man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, talk about that. You said you either got to be better than me or on my level?
You got to be at least on that average level with no problems. We don't need no boo-boos.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got to be going to get it, making each other better.
Yeah.
That level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a lot of time people get it twisted. Like, a man don't want a woman who's motivated too. It's like, a man don't want it all to be on him all the time. He wants someone to be his, hold him down. Also, push him forward. Like, can you enhance what I got going on too? Can you help the movement I got going? You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So that's mad important. But yeah, man, you got me in a little bit of trouble with my old lady at home. You know what I'm saying? I'm married. She was
kind
of complaining.
That,
she's like, on Valentine's Day, you doing a show? I'm like, yeah.
I'm sorry, mama, sister. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But she know how it is, brother. Like, look,
exactly.
I'm married to her, but I'm so focused too, man. I understand the grind, the sacrifices we got to put in to reach the goals we want in life.
Yes.
And, you know, she understand that as well. You know, it was just a little, she felt a little way, but then, you know, she get over because she understands the man that she married and understand his focus. So, but yeah, man, like, I wanted to talk to you as well because on this show, we like to focus in on the journey of our guests. A lot of times, they hear that list of things that you do, they think those type of things just happen overnight when we know it ain't the case. You know what I'm saying? So can you tell the people a little bit about where you from and what was your family dynamics growing up?
I'm from Savannah, Georgia. I'm from the projects. My mom and my dad split up when I was young. My dad was still in my life, and it just was hard. It was hard. Like, we ain't had nothing.
Right.
So that made me, when I'm able to get something, I'm going to share it with my peoples. You know what I'm saying? Help my peoples.
Right.
So it's just like, I like to help people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anybody, what I do, anybody I can help, I'm going to help if it's worth it.
100%.
If it's worth it. But the drive, I just got the drive. I don't know. It come from my mama, church, my daddy, work.
Right.
And it's just in me. You know what I'm saying? So I just keep going. I don't stop.
Yeah.
Like, I done been through so much on a journey, but I ain't never stopped.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? I ain't never stopped.
Yeah.
I kept going.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. You got to keep pushing.
Yeah.
No matter what. How old were you when your mom and pops, like, split?
Remember? I was young. It was young. Well, he was still in my life, though.
Yeah.
He was still there. You know? He was
still there. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You see, he here now.
Exactly.
See, I lost my mom 6 years ago.
Oh, man.
And I'm the backbone of the family, so
right.
I can't, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, 100%.
I motivate everybody.
Yeah.
Even the things that I do and outside of everything I do, period. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
100%. How old are you?
I'm 40, 44.
So you're 44. Do you think seeing your parents break up earlier in life made you want to be more cautious when you have kids? Is that a reason maybe why you don't have no kids of your own?
Nah, that ain't a reason. That ain't a reason. Just ain't had none. That's it.
Them things ain't swimming. That's what's going on.
I love kids. Now, I put a kid first before anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I put kids. I get soft when the kids done.
Man, I know what you mean, bro.
And I ain't got none.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm Uncle Reese.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah, so you got siblings?
I got like, not my nephews, but you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's what they call you.
My brother got a godson that we had since birth.
Right.
And he called me uncle.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? We raised him, so it's that kind of situation. My cousin got kids, so, you know, I get soft with them too, you know, when it come to them.
Right.
When it come to them,
yeah.
Nah, but when they come to their kids, yeah, so. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, soft spot for the kids, yeah, man. I understand. Spot. I understand completely. I got a little 4-year-old daughter at the crib and a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, kids definitely a soft spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you are artist producer, kind of like, I want to get some of your insight on the music as well.
Okay.
Since knowing that you are a artist producer, I want to get your thoughts on some artist producers out there. There's a segment on my show called Who You Rocking With.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you two names of artist producers, and you let me know, okay, I will rock with that one before the other. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, which one you would choose over them? So, Dr. Dre or Kanye West?
Dr. Dre.
Ooh, he said that quick.
Dr. Dre. I want to work with Dr. Dre.
Oh,
I want to be in a room with him.
Like, what's the difference that you...
His process is serious. You got to be really serious.
Mm.
Kanye process is serious too, but Dr. Dre's on. He going to make you do it till he know it's on point. You know what I'm saying? Kanye too, but Dr. Dre harder than that. I want to be around that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. He definitely look like you can learn a lot from his process.
Yes,
he's meticulous with how he moves. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, okay. So how about another artist producer, J. Cole or Pharrell?
That's tough. That's tough. J. Cole, that's tough. I like what he's doing right now. He stole my move, too.
What's that?
The CDs.
Ooh, he did, didn't he? He brought it back.
He stole my move. That's my move for my album.
Yeah.
That's my move, but I'm still going to do it, too.
Right.
It's kind of...
That is tough.
J. Cole, he dedicated. For real, he dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I had to get both of them. I had to be in the room with both of them.
I feel you. It's a hard one. It's a hard one. Like, many people won't do what J. Cole just done. He's out here selling cities out the trunk.
I'm telling you.
Going across states, driving, pulling up to colleges.
Yes.
It's like, his grind is definitely commendable. And then, you know, he produced his whole album too himself.
Exactly. He used to do this, like, grab a lot of producers, get in this building and just work for like 48 hours.
Yeah.
And just work. You just work on production.
Right.
You have different kind of producers in there. Yeah. He did that some years ago.
Yeah.
And I had liked that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That's hard. That's hard. Yeah, and yeah, and for real, he's super dope too, man. Like, yeah, for real, it's a lot of talent. Dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, all right. Let me know about Timbaland or Swiss Beats.
I worked with Timbaland first.
Mm.
I like Swiss Beats, but I like Timbaland over Swiss Beats. They both great, though.
Is it a sound or is it a process that kind of make you want to choose Timbo?
I like his sound. He started off making his own sounds.
Right.
With his voice.
Right.
And I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that. Swiss Beats, he tough, too. You know what I'm saying? He's still tough to this day.
For sure. Both, yeah.
Yeah, 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 so.
Oh, man. So, you know, we had a little conversation here earlier before the cameras cut on. You was talking about how people don't really understand the difference between a producer and a beat maker.
Yes.
Like, when people say you're a producer, can you tell us, like, break that down? Like, okay, first of all, let us know exactly what you do, and then, like, what is the misconception with a lot of people not understanding the difference between an artist and a producer and a beat maker?
Okay, a beat maker is just somebody made beats and send you a beat. They ain't trying to create the song with you. Like, I don't have to make the beat to create a song with you. I'm a producer. So right. If I come up with some kind of concept of the song, that make me a producer.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you don't even have to be in the room, but you probably saying, I hear this, and you heard the beat, like, oh, and you say, you should put this with it.
Right.
And then once we put that with it, now you a producer
right.
of that record. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now you get credit for that record.
Yeah. Man, see, thing. I used to be an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people out there claiming they are producers, but they are really just beat makers.
They just beat makers.
Because once I get in that booth, like, they not giving no input. That's just their sound. They want me to lay some tracks on. You know what I'm saying?
They just gave you a beat.
Right. So really, they're not a producer at all. They're just a beat maker.
They're just a beat maker. You can't
crazy.
Be mad about that. It's
yeah,
okay.
Nah.
It's okay.
Yeah, either way, you're getting your bag, but, you know,
yeah.
A producer is putting forth something in that song other than the sounds.
Exactly.
They're giving some type of direction.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, okay. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, speaking about, you know, the being beat makers, producers, also, you an artist. I want to talk about the track Don't Know a little bit. Get some insight from you on that.
Talking back, though? Or Don't Know? Okay,
don't
yeah.
Know.
Don't
yeah.
Know. Okay, yeah, yeah. That's my next single I got with Holy Water.
Mm.
It was him first, then he put his sister and wife on it. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
His sister is on most of the hook. His wife just got a little piece because we liked it, what she said.
Mm-hmm.
On a piece of the hook, so she gonna get her credit too.
Right.
So this one right here real special. This one right here going with we feeding the homeless too, because I feed the homeless too. My cameraman, he feed the homeless too.
Right.
And that gonna be the soundtrack for that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
for
that's hard.
So
who was doing most of the rapping on there?
Holy Water.
Holy Water. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Holy Water.
Okay. Yeah, because I heard speaking about people, he kind of lost in the track. You know what I'm saying? It's not, he had some deaths in the family or whatnot. And also, it's kind of parallel to you was talking about how you lost your mom.
Yeah.
Can you talk about kind of like, okay, when you lose a big piece of your life like that, kind of like what's the impact, the look on life after something like that happened?
Boy, my eyes had opened up.
Mm.
Some people can't be around me no more. Some people could, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I'm just going this way now. I'm not going everywhere now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, she was a big piece.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
And she always said I was the backbone, so
right.
I had to make sure I stayed up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
That's all I can say. Lose your mama, I'm talking about, like, you will lose it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll lose it. People be losing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
how do you keep yourself from losing it, though? Anything Did you have any support there to kind of help you get through it, or it was just a mindset thing where you try to keep it together?
People who I talk to, like if I call you, that mean I mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
I be motivating them, and that motivate me right. to make sure I stay on my game too. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So yeah, it's just, and she groomed me to like when I leave you, live your life.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? I was ready. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So. And I put that into people too, you know what I'm saying? Like, whoever I talk to, I send a motivation out every week. Like,
right.
People need that.
Yeah.
Need it. We got to help each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can't allow the people that love us to give us a game, that game they give us, to go in vain.
Exactly.
Like, yo, look, I'm not going to be here forever. So you take the game I gave you and keep pushing.
Exactly.
It's like, if you don't do that, you like, what did she do it for?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yeah, that makes complete sense. I don't know how it feels to lose a mother because mine's still here. But, man, I would not want to disregard all the things I learned from her when she gone. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you about that. Just take everything she taught you, man, and just grab all of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be ready for the moments and if it's good or bad, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, she told me don't do this, so I can't do this no more.
Right.
It's things that she used to do for you, you got to do yourself.
Right. That's why it's important to learn too. Like, look, never like allow people to be a crutch, because if that crutch gone, how you going to walk? Learn what they teaching you. And don't just allow people just do. Learn how to do what they've been doing for you. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. So, yeah, 100% makes sense to me, man. That's some good game. So, you guys make sure y'all paying attention, man. This is real life right here.
Man, real life, man, every day.
Yeah. Also, like, in that same track, he's talking about judgment. I noticed in that song they talked about, like, you can't judge me. You don't know what I've been through.
He done been through a lot. He done been in the streets. He done been in prison.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Me and him was talking, like, when he was about to come home. I said, we're going to do some work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I gave him like 4 beats. And it really, he was working, working 2 jobs. So it really took him a minute to get to me. Mm-hmm. But when we went in that studio, I'm talking about like.
Yeah.
And we worked on that track for like 6 months.
Wow.
Because he said, my sister could be on the hook. You know what I'm saying? Then his wife jumped on the hook.
Right. Oh, he made that a real movement thing.
Yeah.
Things that really mattered to him.
And my producer, my beat maker, he recorded another song with him, and he had liked how he sound on here. Like, I need to sound like that on that song. I like, okay. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind getting it right. That's not stopping the process. That's making the process better, making the song better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
See, what they trying to do these days is trying to record, they ready to sling it. Now, you can't sling it, man. You got to listen to these people around you, man. That's why you need a team. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, I got 2 engineers. Music.
Yeah.
I got a producer. You know what I'm saying? I got camera guys.
Right.
I got people who coaching me while I'm coaching them. We listen to each other. Mm-hmm. Teach, learn, and grow.
Right. Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah. So it took us a minute, man. That's not even mixed yet. It's getting mixed now.
Yeah.
So it's getting mixed now.
Dang, that's hard, man. So we got an exclusive here. So you guys better make sure you tapped in, make sure you follow what they got going on. They got some dope movement. And obviously, like, y'all are building an empire.
Yes.
You know, some key things that you're saying, like, yo, as I'm coaching, I'm also being coached. It's a lot of know-it-alls out there.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I can tell you something, but you can't tell me nothing. That don't even make no sense.
Man, that ain't it.
Why you want that in your circle in the first place? If you can't learn from somebody that's beside you.
That ain't it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you sound like you're trying to be a dictator. You know, it's not like a dictatorship.
Yeah.
You know, even while listening to that song, like, is there anything, like, you feel like maybe you've been judged on? People judge you based off things?
Of course. It still is. I don't care. That ain't going to stop me. I don't really care about, like nobody, really.
Right.
The people who love me and who rocking with me. You know what I'm saying? the rest of that, I can't let that distract me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Distraction is easy to come.
Right.
Somebody could distract you in 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's some game right there too. Like, yo, why are you stressing about what strangers saying online or how they judging you? Like, love who you love. Let those be the ones who maybe be impactful on you. Because if someone genuinely love you, they're not going to try to tell you something to try to hurt you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You might not like what they're saying, but they trying to look. You might be going the wrong direction here. You need to hear this. The folks out there ain't going to tell you the truth, but I am. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know what it be? Mm-hmm. It be who's saying it. They might not want to listen to me. They might want to listen to you. You see? That would it be too, man.
Yeah.
It's who's saying it. I ain't going to listen to Chuck, but I'm going to listen to Jim.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
right. Yeah, yeah. And also, I want to ask you, man, how did you meet DJ Chuck T? And I understand
online.
You had a good, yeah.
We never met in person.
Word.
Online. That's my teacher.
Wow.
I'm talking about, like, I listened to him, man.
Yeah.
You know?
What made you feel like he is somebody you can take some game from?
Because I listened to him. I see his movement, man. He came from a long way, too.
Right, right.
He was an artist one time.
Yep.
You saying he used to bump the mixtapes.
Yep.
He a big DJ in the Carolinas. He break artists.
Yeah.
He broke the baby.
Yeah.
He broke more people. You see what I'm saying? He's still breaking people. Why not listen to him?
Right.
Why not listen to him?
Man, it's so important, man. It's like, again, not being afraid to be coached on something. Like, we don't know it all. Like, yo, we got to take some advice and learn from other people and then collaborate.
That's
you know
all
what I'm
we
saying?
Gotta do. That's all we got to do. Help each other.
Mm-hmm. On the same theme about judgment, I wanted to get your insight on. Kimmy used the negative things in life as excuses to mistreat someone else.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Because when you get mistreated, you take it out on somebody.
Right.
We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that to each other, especially I ain't did nothing to you and you just taking it out on me. You just come and take it out on me.
Right.
That's not cool.
I agree.
That's not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So where's that thin line, man, between like, yo, it's time to stop making excuses and start taking accountability. Like, I don't know if it's an age range or that, because I know sometimes people say like, okay, give this person the pass because they've been through this. This is why they act like that. But, like, where's that thin line to where, like, yo, we got to start taking some accountability for our own actions and take a grasp on our own life. Man, we got no matter what you've been through.
It don't matter who it is, man. You can't go by that.
Yeah.
If I'm doing wrong, tell me I'm doing wrong. If you doing wrong, I need to tell you.
Right, right.
That's what I'm going by. If I see somebody doing, nah, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that.
Right.
You shouldn't treat that person like that. That's what I'm doing. That's how I'm living. I'm going to let you know, nah, don't do that.
Yeah, that's true. Because some people just, when you say, oh, yo, he don't know no better. But if you keep letting this person go on without knowing no better, they're going to keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then after you tell them, if they continue that, okay, now it's on them. They already know.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this ain't right. Because that can be the case. Because, like, it's an old saying, like, I remember, man, like, look. Like, yo, you can be, if someone is raised by some fools, what you think they gonna be?
Fools. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, if you got it, they gotta get some other teaching. Otherwise, they just, like they only doing what they've been taught.
And you know, that's the problem. They've been raised wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't raised right. I was raised right. Me and my brother and sister were raised right. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My mama ain't play.
Right.
She raised us right. Mm-hmm. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what you don't supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter we did wrong or not. Nah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She wasn't always right, though.
Right.
And if she was wrong, she'll tell you, nah, you was right, I was wrong. You know what
I'm
saying?
See, that's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
And that's one thing parenting, like, in parenting, you don't got to be right all the time.
No, you don't have to be right all the time.
If your kids tell you, yeah, yo, listen to what they saying. They ain't just wrong because they the kid. You know what I'm saying? They might have a different perspective than you. Like, I think in life, man, it's about advancement, you know, us evolving.
Yeah.
So in some areas, it's like kids want to be involved further than where we were when we was their same age.
Exactly.
Some place that might be went backwards, but it's still our job to help them. But also, it's our job to listen to what they got to say, too.
Got to listen. You never know, you might learn something from your kids.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. I got a 14-year-old, man. He'll talk with some sense sometime. Yeah. Like, I ain't even think about that. Mm-hmm. You know?
You got to be ready for the growth in him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, my female artist, she got girls. Like, I tell her, you got to be ready for him to grow up. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're not ready for your kid to grow up, you're going to be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to be ready for him to grow up. They ain't going to always be a kid.
They ain't.
Yeah.
And that time go by fast.
Your son about to graduate high school soon. You ready for that? You about to go to college. You ready for that? You see
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right,
like,
yeah.
You got to be ready for it.
Yeah, you got to start doing them things in advance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, 100%. I agree with that, man.
Yeah, this month almost over already. We in the middle of the month already. Yeah.
We just said Happy New Year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't waste no time. Like, you can't waste no time.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. So, also, I want to talk about this this dressing you got going on. Like, what's your movement with that? Like, what you got going on with
I'm
that?
I'm about to really try to get it in the stores right now. I got to meet with my one of my teammates who going to help me get it in the stores, you know.
Okay.
He over a big little advertisement company, so.
Dope, dope.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
it like a name of it? Like, what's the?
It's strawberry champagne vinaigrette.
Mmm.
My recipe. I got it. When I get back, I got to get with my lawyer before I could get all the copyrights done and everything.
Yeah.
All the paperwork done and all that. So, you know, so he going to help me.
Yeah.
He gonna help me, you know what I'm saying?
100%. So how can people maybe tap in, like, once it released? Like to
Once it released, I could really ship it off to you now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my recipe, nah, you can't help
Oh, no, 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 no. They ain't talking about getting out a recipe.
Hey, you...
That's
can,
the formula,
you
baby.
Could get, you could get the dressing, but the recipe, no, uh-uh.
Yeah, yeah. So, you like, people just follow, like, your Instagram for what
you release? Yeah, I got an Instagram, Mr. Capers Kitchen. Mr. Capers Kitchen. So, that's a separate Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That ain't all I do. I'm really trying to get on the healthy side. I do, like, pre-prep meals, you know.
Okay.
You know, I'm dope, man. I could just do that, like that. Like,
right.
it don't take much, you know what I'm saying? I could just go in the refrigerator and make something for you.
Yeah, that's
that,
hard.
It come easy to me.
Where'd that come from?
I cook, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Well, my mama taught me how to cook.
Yeah.
Daddy taught me a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I'm the cook of the family. Mm. So me cooking is nothing, you know what I'm saying? I just don't bake.
Gotcha.
I don't do no baking, so it's easy, you know?
Now, you talked about giving back to the community too, you know, in what ways you give back to the community and why is it important to you?
My mama wanted to do that as a family. So we've been doing it 5 years now.
Oh, wow.
Our big one is on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
We try to get to it like every month, but we can't. We don't worry about it. But Thanksgiving is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that as a family. You know, I got people help me too. People,
yeah.
You know, donate. You know what I'm saying? So I know where all the missions at in my city. So I just drop them off at the missions and we get clothes out. My camera guy. He do the coat drive.
Dope.
I help him with that. So, you know, that's how I get back to my community. You know
yeah. Yeah. That's important, man.
Yeah, that's very important.
And it's all up in Savannah?
Yeah, yeah, Savannah, yeah.
Now, you know, regarding the label, Savannah Sound Music Group, now, how did you come to creating this?
This right here. I was an investor first. It's a long story. I've been an investor. I invested in one of my partners. He don't do music no more. My daddy built the studio. You know, I was an investor first.
Mm-hmm.
And they said I just had to find something to do. We started in the kitchen making beats.
Mm.
Yeah, we was in the kitchen while my daddy was building. He had a shed. My daddy was building it. You know, he said, just buy everything and I'll do it.
Oh, dope.
So my pops did it, you know what I'm saying? So, first artist had recorded in our studio in Gouda Inspiration. You know, we had one, Trey 8. But he got jammed up, so Goo got out the feds, and he was the first artist to record something in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
We was already had producers before artists, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just kept going, man. You know, I met two of my little brothers who taught me a lot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Roku 2 Raw and Quarter Star, like, they taught me a lot. Like,
bro,
turn your page into a music page. Like, small stuff like that.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I just say, bro, y'all can come to the studio and y'all, I just give them the key and they go record, you know what I'm saying? It was just keeping them off the streets, too.
100%.
And they were trying to rap, you know what I'm saying?
Dope.
And, you know, Pep came. I knew she did music. She used to just sit over there, you know what I'm saying? Hmm. And then there was one day, I came to the studio. She was recording.
Mm.
You know? And I had liked it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was looking for a female artist. And it was like, I'm locking in with her. You know what I'm saying? I did.
For
then
sure.
The pandemic happened. You know what I'm saying? Kind of slowed everything down.
Mm-hmm.
It was Track House at first.
Right.
That was the first name, Track House at first. Then I had reinvented the name Savannah Sound Music Group. The reason I went with that, I was trying to bring our sound back.
Mm.
We got that raw sound. You put any drug on the scale, no, we don't do that. It's raw, uncut, no scale, hand feed. You see what I'm saying? So we got that kind of music, and I'm trying to bring that back.
Yeah.
Trying to bring that back.
Now, when you say bring it back, what's a sound or artist you think of when you say, I'm trying to bring that back? Like, is there any, like, reference point?
We had, you know, I don't know if you know Camouflage. We had a rapper, Camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
So he had that, he already had that raw sound.
Right, right.
So when he got killed, it kind of ain't went away, but it just fell on the ground and we ain't picked it up. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody trying, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody trying, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doing their thing. But me, that's my focus, bringing the sound back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Bringing the sound back, that raw sound.
Right, right. Yeah, man, definitely. The artists I checked out, they definitely got that raw feel to them. You know what I'm saying? Like when I'm talking, listening to that track, Don't Know, I can hear the pain. I hear him talking about losses. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hear him talking about time behind the walls, coming out, how people shouldn't be judging him because they don't know what he's been through.
Exactly.
I hear Pep talking that talk. You know what I'm saying? She talked that talk.
She talked that talk. She talked that talk.
So, yeah, man. So, I can definitely see what lane you all are going. And I like it, man. I like
appreciate
it for real.
Appreciate it.
And I want to hear more. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you guys drop, let me know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, we can know. We got out of Savannah. We pushed this joint in Carolinas.
Yeah, I'm going to the spot tonight. I'm trying to meet some promoters tonight. You know what I'm saying? I like to brush shoulders, man. I ain't afraid to say nothing.
Right.
This is what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
This is what I'm doing.
Yeah. So, also, like, speaking on labels, man, like, doing your own thing, doing the independent, the landscape of the music has changed a lot. Compared to how it used to be. You know, I was talking to your pops. You talking about 8 tracks and tapes. Yeah. Like, now we done transitions to the streaming services. Yeah. Is there any ways that you had to pivot coming from, like, a label point of view to keep up with the times?
You got
to
keep up with the time. I just try to make sure I keep up with it. You know what I'm saying? Do my homework. Mm-hmm. Learn from it. You know, I learn from everybody out there. I follow a lot of people for a reason, so I can learn.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It looked like it want to change back.
Mm.
That's why we got to look at it. That's why, you see.
History repeat itself.
Yeah. We got to pay attention.
Yeah. And then, like, if you look at it, man, like, the ones that's selling the most, J. Cole sell the most, he got to be, like, 40 now. You know what I'm saying? Pusha T, he was selling. Kendrick, he, like, 42. It's like 50 Cent keep posting how all his music is keep going platinum. It's like, it's a lot of the older guys are really...
Got T.I. coming back.
T.I.
You see what I'm saying?
It's like, yo, that stuff, like, is that like a signal to, like, what the people really want to hear?
Yeah, right now, on my album, it's nothing but you in your 30s or you in your 40s.
Yeah.
Holy Water in his 40s.
Yeah.
I got another one, P-Dawg, he in his 40s.
Right.
Got another one, Gouda Inspiration / Goo 32, he in his 40s. And they ride, and they going. I'm telling you. On this album, you got to be a big dog.
100%.
If you ain't you can't be a chihuahua.
Right.
To get on this album, I got big dogs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Help made the album. She made it. I got a record with her.
Yeah.
And on Don Cool. So you got to be a big dog.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, that makes me feel like what they say, like, hip-hop is a young man's sport. It don't feel like that's the truth. Like, people ain't aging out. No, I mean, hip-hop not even that old itself. So how can we sit here and try to say, like, someone who is above 30, 35, 40, they can't be in hip-hop? Like, these the ones who got the most to say, it look like.
You got to really pay attention to to the older producer, they still working.
Damn, they still working. Right.
The Dre's still working. The Pharrell still working. The Timbaland still working.
Right.
Swiss Beats still working. Kanye, he probably still working.
He's still working.
He's still working, but because you don't see it, that don't mean they ain't working.
Right. And we don't hear no sounds like them no more. It's like.
That's why you got to stick to your sound.
Yeah.
If I collab with you and you want me on your record, that's your. You wanted to sound like you wanted to sound. I'm just featuring.
Right, right.
I can't be mad. Oh, no. That's your sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So, like, even speaking about that, I want to get your opinion on, like, this whole hip-hop in general. Like, when they say it's, like, it's a sport, it's competitive, like, it's good. Like, when these rap beefs happen, like, that's part of it. Like, what are your thoughts on the whole, on that whole thing?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to hear some good music.
That's what I'm saying.
I just want to hear some good music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't really like the beef, you know. I don't really pay attention to none of that beef. I'm just locked in on what I'm trying to do. Mm. Who I'm helping, you know what I'm
saying? Right.
I'm locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm locked in. Ain't no distraction or nothing. I'm disciplined. I'm locked in.
Right.
You see, I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina right now. I got another interview when I get back home Tuesday.
Straight like
that. I'm going
to
Augusta next month.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm locked in.
Got to, man.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
Got to. Now, even, like, also, can you get a little bit of insight on, like, the artist development program you got going on?
Yeah, I got, it's all over. It's like, whatever you really need. Like, artists, some artists don't be registered. They don't know these things.
Mm.
Getting them ready for the studio.
Right.
Production. Got to work on their image. It's just whatever they need. If they need to eat better, I got them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's whatever they need, really, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so it's all down the board, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just not just, I'm just going to work on production now. They might don't need help with production. They might need help with their image, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So some things that you may have seen, what are some things that you feel like you had to, you don't have to get no names, but some input on image to help someone. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is some examples of how you could, you know, help somebody that's trying to get on?
It's all about the character.
Yeah.
So, and they music.
Mm-hmm.
So, they got to look like they music, too.
Ooh.
They got to look like they music.
Right.
So, you just can't be saying you saying this and you ain't looking like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because if it don't look authentic, like, how is it going to sell?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if a female, she talking about, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's how she got to be dressing.
Yeah, yeah.
If she talking about guy stuff, she need to be dressing like that. She don't need to have one no skirt talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be talking about God coming out there looking like Cardi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That don't make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
yeah.
It really depends on their music and what way they really trying to go, you know?
Right.
Like, this might not be the look for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to change this look.
Yeah.
Or they might be, they know what the look is, they just don't know how to put it together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's all about their music.
Yeah, 100%. And then, like, sometimes it's necessary to rebrand. I feel like NBA YoungBoy been rebranding the last year or two.
I got an artist, he rebranded right now. Pep, she rebranded.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I done rebranded the label. You see what I'm saying? It's okay to rebrand. But that takes dedication. You got to be wanting to do it. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what you need to do and how you need to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's okay to rebrand.
For sure. Like, this whole, what we sitting in now is rebranded.
You see what I'm saying?
It's like, you know, because I was an artist and I pivoted to the podcasting. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because I noticed, like, just like you traveling on the road right now. When I was traveling doing shows, I'm like, yo, when I'm hitting these other markets, they got so many different things to help artists market themselves. Like, they got these shows, these radios they can just pull up on. Yeah. They got podcasts. I'm like, yo, you know what? I'm going to create that for the others in my area because I noticed, like, in these big markets, they got it. And that's what we need. So let me be that for my people. I'm a pull back from the music, rebrand, and try to help, you know what I'm saying?
That's right,
like,
that's right.
Push others, you know what I'm saying? I felt like that was important because I didn't have it when I was out there moving.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And then, like, we seen some real super dope rebrands, like from Titty Boy to 2 Chainz.
That's what I'm saying.
He took off when he rebranded.
He took off, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, Young Bird to Hitmaker.
You know what I'm saying?
Out of here.
I like Hitmaker.
Yeah.
I'm really listening to his story now, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like he dedicated.
For sure.
If he in the lab, he dedicated. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah. Man, he might got one of the most epic comeback stories out there. Like, if people really look at it.
Yeah.
And how he switched it from the rapping to producing. Yeah. It's like being part of so many other big things. Yo, like, I watched what he got going on. That's motivation, you know? And I salute him for that.
Of course. Just like you talk about radio. Like, people don't think it's money in radio. It's money in radio.
Yeah.
You just got to be lined up for radio.
Right.
If you ain't lined up for radio, like, you don't have your song clean, you don't get registered right in the lane that you supposed to be registered in.
Right.
That's why, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
So, radio is, you know, if I get a song mixed, I'm getting it clean. It don't matter if I'm not sending it to radio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? DJ Chuck T told me about the DJ pack.
Mm-hmm.
I get DJ pack now, you know what I'm saying? Already ready.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, already ready.
Well, that's what's up, man. Yeah. Now, you know, just wrapping up, can you tell the people how they can tap into what you got going on? If an artist is interested, if someone, you know, want to get some of the knowledge you guys got, how can they lock in with you?
You can just DM me on social media, Savannah Sound Music Group, Facebook, Maurice Kimball, or you can Facebook, Track House Gospel Music. That's the sound of the music, but I got a page for that, too.
Right.
So that's where you can reach me at.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Yeah, they got some major things going out there in Savannah, man. Make sure you guys tap in, man. It's like, for real, for real. I definitely appreciate your time pulling up on us, man. Like, you can pull it up on us whenever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
locked in now.
Indeed. Believe that.
I like the city, too, man.
Yeah.
City. It's nice.
Yeah, man, Greensboro treats you right, man. It's like some different things, some good chill areas you can hit up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a good music scene out there, too, man. So,
yeah.
So definitely lock in. I can put you on some spots, too.
Yeah, of course.
So, yo, until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
The Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.